Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The finalists for Coach of the Year have finally been announced. And unfortunately for Knick fans, head coach Tom Thibodeau did not make the cut. And that did not sit well with current Knick Josh Hart. He called out the Coach of the Year voters and suggested that they have no idea what they're doing if they did not include Tom Thibodeau as a finalist for Coach of the Year. We're going to break down his exact comments and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Josh Hart calls out Coach of the Year voters for leaving Tom Thibodeau off the list for Coach of the Year finalist. Now, Tom Thibodeau has done a great job with the Knicks this season. He has dealt with a number of things, a number of issues. Other coaches may have not survived this season, but Tom Thibodeau, not only did he survive, he thrived. He led the New York Knicks to a 50-win season, and he did that while losing three-time All-Star Julius Randle in the process, losing Mitchell Robinson for a major part of the season, dealing with so many injuries to his key personnel, having to deal with minutes restrictions. There were so many different issues he had to deal with, but he didn't let that hold him down or hold his team down. He pushed them as hard as he could, next man up mentality, and that led them to the number two seed and a 50-win season. Nobody ever thought he could do it, but he did. But even though he did that, the NBA still does not recognize him as a finalist for Coach of the Year. Here are the finalists that made the cut. Shout out to Bleacher Report for giving us the following information. According to them, these are the Coach of the Year finalists according to the NBA. You have the Oklahoma City Thunder's coach, Mark Dagonoff. Then followed by him, you have the Minnesota Timberwolves coach, Chris Finch. And then the Orlando Magic's head coach, Jamal Mosley. These are your finalists for Coach of the Year. Tom Thibodeau is nowhere in sight. Now, these are the finalists. And before you think about it or ask, yes, Tom Thibodeau did receive some votes for Coach of the Year. But unfortunately, it was nowhere enough to make sure he was a finalist. Josh Hart saw the post and he had the following comment about it. Per Josh Hart's account on the app X, he stated the following. 50 wins, second seed with an injured roster for half the season, and not a Coach of the Year candidate. When you put it all together and you think about it in every single account, it is a little bit odd. I understand what Chris Finch has done, Mark Dagonoff, and obviously Jamal Mosley. They have been great coaches. They have done everything they needed to do for their franchises. They helped them. They pushed them further. But I can honestly say, so has head coach Tom Thibodeau. So has Jalen Brunson. So has every single person that has suited up and played for the New York Knicks this season. That next man up mentality is absolutely real. Everybody has bought into what Tom Thibodeau is saying, what he's been preaching, and everything he's been coaching. It's clear. There is no other way to explain how the Knicks are the number two seed with 50 wins. They lost Julius Randle. They lost Mitchell Robinson for a huge chunk of the season. And even though he returned, he still missed a lot of games. And you had to rely on and hope that Isaiah Hartenstein could come in and do anything possible to help this Knicks team stay afloat. Not only did he do that, but in the process, he's turned himself into a starting level caliber center. Not only that, he has guaranteed himself an absolute great payday this offseason. You don't play like that and do the things that he's done and not get yourself a really good payday this offseason. Not only that, the postseason is going to count for everything he's going to be worth this offseason too. Because if you have a great postseason run and you have a great showing, that's going to go a long way in terms of if you get another contract with the Knicks and how much that contract is going to be valued at. Right now, every single Knicks player understands the situation, understands their motivation and what they have in front of them. They have the Sixers in front of them. They have to close them out. They have to move on to the second round of the playoffs. Then they have to beat their demons from last year, clear the second round and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Last year, we were this close from reaching there. We might have been able to do it if we could have just closed out the Miami Heat. But right now, going forward, we likely are not going to see the Heat. The Celtics are likely going to close them out. If that occurs and the Knicks can move forward, they might have an easy path to the Eastern Conference Finals. And let's say they see Boston in the ECF. I think that the New York Knicks are a very good, maybe the best matchup in the East for the Boston Celtics. They are physical. They have shooters around them. And Jalen Brunson, when he goes off, is nearly unstoppable and unguardable. We saw him take apart each and every Celtics defender that they threw at him. They even picked him up at half court, and it didn't matter because Jalen Brunson still cooked all of them. I believe in this Knicks team, and I believe in Brunson, but I also believe in Tom Thibodeau. The reason this team looks so good, plays so well, and plays for each other is because they play the Thibs way, the Thibs style of basketball, and that's the only way they know and the only way they can play. That style of play has led them here. A 2-0 lead on the Philadelphia 76ers, a team that many NBA personalities had the Knicks losing against and never being up 2-0 on. But now, nobody's talking about that. Nobody's saying anything about that. The conversation now is, what is Philadelphia gonna do? How are they gonna overcome the odds and try to attempt the comeback and do something that most teams cannot do? Come back from a 2-0 deficit and beat the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are the worst first-round matchup for the Philadelphia 76ers, especially given their physicality and how hobbled Joel Embiid is. If they were fully healthy and Joel Embiid had no issues...
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Then maybe this would be more of a series. But right now, it's not really a series. It's a hope and prayer from Philadelphia wanting to get in this series, wanting to win it. But the New York Knicks, they know the deal. They're going to take care of business. We're not skipping past anybody. We're not skipping past games. We are locked in and we are focused on it. We want to win that game, take that game on the road, and then close Philly out in game four. That's the plan. There is no, yes, they get one game and then we go back to MSG and win in game five. No, that's not the goals. That's not what they have planned. It's always about the next game up. Next game up is game three. That's what we're focused on. That's what we're locked in on. We're not thinking about the second round. We're not thinking about who we're going to play in the second round. Not yet. We have business to handle still. Tom Thibodeau is the reason why everybody is thinking like this. Because you don't skip over an opponent. You don't sleep on an opponent, especially the Philadelphia 76ers. Hobbled or not, Maxey can go off. Embiid, even with the bothered knee, he can see. He's blind half the time. He's still scoring. He's still hitting shots. It may be on instinct. It may be because he's an MVP of the league. It doesn't matter. He has an impact. And because of that, this Knicks team cannot sleep. We cannot rest. And we cannot take this team lightly. We have to close them out. I am so grateful during these moments that Tom Thibodeau is our head coach because he has this team locked in, not taking any days off, but practicing, doing the right things, enabling the right type of habits. So that way, when they're on the court, they're starting to do it second nature. We're starting to see that from some of the Knicks players, especially Dante DiVincenzo and Josh Hart. They have that winner in them. They know how it feels like to win. They've won in Philadelphia before. So I have confidence in Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart finding a way to close out game three. They're going to have help as well, too, because I believe in Miles McBride. I believe in Bojan Bogdanovic as well, too. He's been a great help off the bench. This Knicks team goes the way Tom Thibodeau goes. Tom Thibodeau is a hard-nosed defensive coach. This Knicks team is a hard-nosed defensive team. They operate that way. They play that way. They are a very gritty team, all the way down to each and every single one of their players. Josh Hart embodies what New York means, and each and every time he's on that floor, he shows you what it is. Hustle play after hustle play after hustle play. Tom Thibodeau is the one preaching that, pushing that, and saying, Josh, if you can do it, you gotta do it. We need you to do it. It's gonna change the game. It's gonna make you a difference maker. What has Josh Hart been for the Knicks over this series? A game changer, difference maker, X factor. He's done it under who? Head coach Tom Thibodeau. Thibodeau brings the best out of Hart. Thibodeau brings the best out of DiVincenzo. Thibodeau brings the best out of Randall, brings the best out of Brunson. Need I go on? Is there a trend? He brings the best out of his players. That's what he does. He helped this Knicks team get to 50 wins. That's what he did. We are in the first round of the postseason, two up on the Philadelphia 76ers with home court advantage. When we get to the second round, we're also going to have home court advantage. All of that thanks to Tom Thibodeau and his coaching methods. And he's not on the list for coach of the year? It doesn't make sense. And nothing you say is going to help me understand it any better. Because nobody on this planet can tell me why Tom Thibodeau did not at least make a finalist for coach of the year. He's helped change the culture of this Knicks team, the franchise as a whole. He gave us two all-stars, turned Julius Randle into an all-star three times. Jalen Brunson made his first all-star bid this year. One-time all-star is definitely on his way to winning multiple other all-star bids because of the way he's playing, his impact, and his superstardom on this Knicks team. We've seen it game after game. He's not showed it yet in the postseason, but if you've been watching Jalen Brunson year after year like I have, you know that big game is coming. And I predict a massive game three for Jalen Brunson. If you're a betting person, put your money on Brunson because he is going to show out in game three. Large reason to that because Tom Thibodeau believes in him, has the trust in him, and gives him the ball. That's one of the main reasons for the Knicks' success. Again, got to credit Tom Thibodeau. Even though he's not going to be recognized as a finalist for Coach of the Year, everybody in New York, clearly Josh Hart, and I would suggest a lot of other Knicks players would also speak up and say, Tom Thibodeau is recognized and respected as a coach that's come to New York and it's changed the culture of the Knicks, changed the identity of the Knicks, and has helped make this Knicks team a legit contender in the NBA. Thanks to Leon Rose, but a special good thanks to Tom Thibodeau. He deserves the respect, he deserves the kudos, and he deserves the praise. Not a lot of people can say they came to New York and changed everything. Thibodeau, he can say that. Because he absolutely did. He's earned my respect and also, and I believe he's going to get it, he's earned another long-term contract with the Knicks as their head coach. He's absolutely going to get that this offseason. But what about you guys? What do you think about the NBA leaving Tom Thibodeau off the list of head coaches for finalists for Coach of the Year? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore One Nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.